from the 36th Senate District is our state senator, Jim Stamas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well, my friend. And yourself?
I'm doing well. How'd you do in deer hunting?
Well, you know what? I got shut out so far, but you know what? I still got a bow tag to fill, so you never know. I got a few more weeks. You never know what can happen.
I was, unfortunately, I was shut out myself, but it's always awesome to get out in the woods, just enjoy some time with family and friends, and just enjoy the great outdoors in Michigan. And so hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And hopefully a successful deer season. And I wanted to just take a quick moment and thank everybody that helped participate in No Shave November for Men's Health Month. My wife's ready for me to shave my beard off, but I'm trying to hold out for a little bit.
Oh, okay. So,
just a quick point in history. On November 24th, 1892, Lake Michigan's first car ferry sailed. The first car ferry crossed Lake Michigan. It was called the Ann Arbor No. 1. It was loaded with rail cars and embarked from Alberta and laden with three car loads of coal. The ferry headed to Keweenaw, Wisconsin, where it ran aground. But also had a great opportunity to be up in Tawas for a dinner, wild game dinner with Newton Club, and just had a great conversation about here Michigan and talking about how we can continue to promote the Tawas and the whole east side of the state and make sure we continue to bring Michiganders and outstate individuals up and enjoy the great sunrise side of the state. And we had a chance just a couple weeks ago to have office hours in Tawas, and it had a great turnout with community members, and that went really well. So I want to give a great shout out to all those that stopped in and said hi, and appreciate them taking time to come in.
Sure.
And tonight was Disson Mile and Lewiston this Monday, and with some office hours, which went well, and stopped in and visited with some of our businesses and local business owners. And then Monday, I'm headed over to Gaylord and stop in on some of the business owners. They've got a new EMS building, so we're going to tour that and just continue to be out in the district, enjoying the great east side, sunrise side of the state.
Boy, no doubt about that. Not only do you get the chance to meet people, but people get the chance to meet you also, and they can get a little more up close and personal and learn a little bit more about you that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and just those opportunities make the difference for, if there is something that you're having a problem with one of the departments of the state, that's one of the key things is constituent service. That there's three things that I try to focus on as a state senator. Many people, say, well, obviously you're making laws, which is true. The second is the state's budget, but the third, and honestly, I feel the most important, while the other two are certainly up there, is the constituent service. And with 250,000 residents within the 36th Senate District, the opportunity to help individuals across the district is what I try to make sure and focus on. And so if you're having a problem with Treasury, if you're having a problem with one of the departments, please give my office a call. Let's find a way that we can, I can't change. Sometimes I have, changed the law when we found that it was completely wrong. Other times we try to just get you to the right department with the right person that can actually make a difference to get the issue settled. And so there's a lot of opportunity for that. And it's certainly one of the key areas I want to continue to focus on as 36th Senator.
Very good. And you do a great job of that. Now, you mentioned getting a hold of you. How do they go about doing that, Senator?
I have a toll-free number. It's 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or senjstamas, STAMAS, at senate.michigan.gov. They didn't give me the easiest email, but the 855-347-8036 works very well.
Best way to get a hold of you. And I happen to know we won't speak again for about a month or so. So please, Senator, have yourself and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And to you also, I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please be safe. Enjoy the family and enjoy the great sunrise side of the state. We get more done in the morning before anybody else bothers to get up.
Very good. State Senator Jim Stomas, thanks for joining us again, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you also.